Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us for our May Spiritual Outreach Call. We are blessed to have Most Reverend Paul Sanchez this morning to speak about compassion fatigue, ministering to our caregivers, and how we can look to Mary as the source of grace and compassion. A very timely topic as the Charter landed in Lourdes earlier today to begin the 2023 Lourdes pilgrimage. Most Reverend Paul Sanchez was ordained in 1971 at St. Peter's Basilica in Rome. He would then go on to fulfill his priestly assignments at parishes throughout Queens and Brooklyn. During this time, then Father Sanchez was named Vicariate Coordinator for the Diocesan Liturgical Commission and served as a member of the Presbyterial Council, a member of the Diocesan Team for Ministry to Priests, and a member of the International Committee on English in the Liturgy Subcommittee. A passionate teacher, he was an adjunct faculty member at St. John's University and the Seminary of the Immaculate Conception in Huntington, New York. Bishop Sanchez was named a Prelate of Honor by Blessed John Paul II in 1997. He was named Vicar for Queens North in 2008 and served this area until 2013. Bishop Sanchez is a conventual chaplain in our New York City area and now serves as Auxiliary Bishop Emeritus and Pastor of Our Lady Queen of Martyrs in Forest Hills. When discussing his time as a priest, he has stated that his parishioners are rich in faith and an inspiration to his own life of faith. The depths of God's love have been made very clearly visible. Bishop Sanchez, thank you for speaking to us this morning. I know you all join me in welcoming him as our speaker. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God's blessing to all who are joining us here and who will listen to this at another time. So I'd like to begin with a prayer and remember in this prayer all the pilgrims in Lourdes for their safety and their spiritual enrichment. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, peace be with you. O powerful God, you always show mercy toward those who love you. You are never far away from those who seek you. Remain with your servants on this holy pilgrimage. Guide their way in accord with your will. Shelter them with your protection by day. Give them the light of your grace by night. And as their companion on the journey, bring them to their destination in safety. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So this is a special privilege for me to be able to share some thoughts with you and to encourage you in all the good work that all of you do, and to recognize that ultimately it is God's grace, the light of His Spirit, that directs our actions and our steps. So I'd like to tell the story of a pastor. Years ago, I was his neighbor, and he was very upset about something that happened in his parish with basically regard to a woman who was seeking a letter from him, and her practice of the faith was not up to his his bar, his desires. So they got into a little tiff, and he called me a couple of days later because I had gotten association. I had, my name had been associated with this particular woman who went to see him. So he went on about his frustration with the lack of faith in some people, and also told me that he had spoken to the Episcopal vicar, the representative of the bishop, and the vicar had said to him, he said, Monsignor, you really have to leave room for the grace of God here. And, of course, the humorous part of the story is this was an older Monsignor. He said to me, he said, you know, I know all about the grace of God. I took that course in the seminary. Well, you and I know that the grace of God is certainly something that we can study and reflect on and read about, but the grace of God is something that's living in our midst, and I suspect there are times in my life when I do not give it credit and do not acknowledge its presence. When I was received a call from the Apostolic Nuncio in 2012, the Nuncio said to me, he said, the Holy Father, at that point Pope Benedict, has appointed you as auxiliary bishop in the Diocese of Brooklyn. He said, I'm sure that you'll be very happy with this ministry. And the nature of these calls is that the individual, in this case myself, who receives the calls, is asked to keep the news quiet, secret, until the Vatican announces it a week later. So I was permitted to tell my sister, and obviously my bishop knew it. But in reflecting over that week, when I was committed to silence, I reflected on the motto that I wanted to take, and of course, the scriptural quote that had always been close to my heart is that they may be one, the words of the prayer of Christ in John's Gospel. But there was another motto that came to me, a line from the scripture, and that was related to the life of the Apostle Paul after his conversion. He tells the story of praying to God and saying, everything is fine, except I have one thorn in my flesh, and it would be great if you could remove it. And God's response is, my grace is sufficient, as if to say, you know what, you're not going to have a perfect life on this earth, but you are going to benefit from my grace. And so that's why I chose that as my motto. That is the line, the phrase, God's grace is sufficient. So that's been kind of a source of a lot of strength and blessing in my life since 2012, and it's certainly something I've reflected on a lot, and I think it relates to the topic that I've been given because, obviously, all of us are called to do good work, and we're enthused to help others, but there are times when we neglect our own needs and fail to leave space for the grace of God, and that's when, of course, so-called compassion fatigue sets in, and that's where we really have to go back to the source and nourish ourselves in prayer and in reflection and, you know, listening really to the inspiration of the Spirit in our hearts. So I guess I would relate that in this way or develop it further in this way by thinking about going back to the life of the Apostle Paul. You know, if you have the opportunity to go to Rome, there's a Piazza del Popolo, and sitting on that Piazza del Popolo is the Church of Santa Maria del Popolo, which is an Augustinian church. Ironically, it's the church where Martin Luther celebrated his first Mass. But if you have the opportunity to go in that church and walk down to a chapel in the front, on the right side, there are two paintings by Caravaggio. And one of them is a painting of Paul on the road to Damascus. And Caravaggio depicts Paul as laying on his back on the ground with his horse over him. Someone's guiding the horse so it doesn't step on Paul. But, of course, the curiosity here is that the Acts of the Apostles do not speak of Paul being thrown from a horse, but the artist took the liberty of depicting it as such. And the reason I refer to that scene is because when Paul reflects on it in his life and his writings, he uses an interesting expression. I don't have the exact chapter and verse, but the expression he used is that he has been grasped by God. Now, forgive me for going into other languages here, but the translation in Italian is, sono stato conquistato da Gesù Cristo, which means I've been conquered by Christ. Huh? And in other places in the Bible, well, the Spanish talks about that God reached out to him and drew him to himself. So it's a great expression of the grace of God working in our hearts, huh? That in a sense, you know, takes over us. You know, Paul says in another place, it's no longer that I'm living, but it's Christ living within me. You know, that's really ultimately the goal of our life, that happens through the wisdom of God, the plan of God, and the time of God as he sees fit, you know. Now, Mary, of course, becomes key in all this. We don't have a lot of lines in the Bible that describe the life of Mary, but we do have one that's very significant when she's dealing with the visitation of the angel, the crucifixion of her son, the reaction of the crowds to her son, his teaching. You know, the overriding description of Mary is that she held all of these things in her heart. And what a beautiful description of prayer and reflection and the need for contemplation in our own life. The famous writer Henry Nouwen says that solitude is the necessary furnace of transformation whereby the minister's compulsion burns more and more to compassion. So think of our hearts as a furnace, which in the solitude of our prayer life enables us, ministers of God's grace, to not be compulsive, but to be compassionate. And, you know, the Lord provides the blessings we need in order to do what he's calling us to do. We depend, obviously, more on his presence and his grace than we do on our own resources, even though he's called us to use the resources that we have and the blessings we've had for his good, the good of our fellow human beings. So that's, again, all about developing the idea of how we leave room for the grace of God. And, you know, I guess the final thought I'd give you would be regarding the life of the great Spanish saint Ignatius of Loyola, who, you know, in his youth was a typical red-blooded young man fighting for his town and his people and getting injured, finding himself with a lot of time to reflect on his hand while he recuperated, injured his leg, and, you know, ultimately in his life left us a tremendous document of which he called the spiritual exercises. And it's a way of, you know, if you will, focusing our life on the life of Christ, the image of Christ, the person of Christ, recognizing the constellations and desolations of our life, discerning what is God's will, and, you know, understanding what God's calling us to do and what is or who is the true self that God wishes us to be. So I leave you with those thoughts. I certainly am grateful for this opportunity to share with you, and I pray that we may continue to grow in the light and strength of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to end with a blessing that is a blessing that we use during the Easter season, because we continue to celebrate for these 50 days the great grace and victory of Christ risen from the grave. So I pray the Lord be with you. Through the resurrection of his Son, God has redeemed you and made you his children. May he bless you with joy. The Redeemer has given you lasting freedom. May you inherit his everlasting life. By faith you rose with him in baptism. May your lives be holy so that you will be united with him forever. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you to Bishop Sanchez for being our speaker for May's Spiritual Outreach Call, and thank you to all who joined us for this call this morning. A recording of this call will be posted on the Association's website by the end of this week, and we hope you will join us for our next call, which will be on Wednesday, June 7th at 11 a.m. Our speaker will be Reverend John Girardi, who will speak on why you should say yes to the pilgrimage to the National Shrine of Our Lady of Good Health, which will take place in Champion, Wisconsin this August. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.